The veterans healthcare system of the Ozarks, after nearly a year-long search, is under new direction. Kelvin Parks, who's been serving as the medical center's interim director, brings military and administrative credentials to the job. But as Ozarks at large, as Jacqueline Froelich reports, he's proven to be adept at crisis management as well.
On November 30th, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs in Washington, D.C. announced the appointment of Kelvin Parks, a retired Navy Chief Petty Officer, as new director of the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks. He's now overseeing Fayetteville's historic Veterans Administration Hospital, as well as a half dozen outpatient clinics spread across western Arkansas, northeastern Oklahoma, and southwest Missouri. Prior to his first site visit, he says, he expected a small rural hospital setting.
I landed in a small airport in Bentonville and had to pass a few cows. And I said, well, this is a little rural for me, so we'll just, you know, stay optimistic. And once I pulled onto the campus and I saw how beautiful this campus was, that started the hook to draw me in.
Parks was born in 1968 in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and holds several degrees in science and management leadership. He decided to join the military, however, right out of high school.
And I joined the Navy. My first duty station out of Great Lakes, Illinois, following boot camp was in helicopter squadron in Norfolk, Virginia, which later transferred as soon as I got there out to Alameda, California, where I finished up my time in a helicopter squadron. It was called the Mine Countermeasures 15. This helicopter squadron is pull slits in the water through the straits to try to find mines so that we can guide our ships through the straits so that they don't explode or blow up. Following that tour, I did 5 years at the Defense Intelligence Agency in Washington, D.C., and from there, I moved my career over to England, where I was with what was called Joint Maritime Facility. That is a underwater submarine surveillance operation with the Royal Air Force. And from there, I went to London, where I was at the Commander of Naval Forces Europe. From there, I went back to aviation, where I started my career. As my career started to wind itself down, I wanted to end where I started, and I went to Brunswick, Maine, to a P-3 squadron, a patrol squadron 10 in Brunswick, Maine, and then retired in November of 2006.
After retiring from the military, he and his spouse settled in North Chicago, taking a position as a VA medical benefits specialist. Later in 2008, assisting with the integration of a Department of Defense naval medical facility with a VA hospital in North Chicago, both scheduled for closure.
And as a result of that, the medical center director at that time brought me on to be a part of his team, and I realized that healthcare administration was my true calling. And so here I am, 10 years later, running a healthcare system.
He first hired on at the Fayetteville VA in October of 2016 as associate director, then last January as interim director.
What I tell anyone who's listening, and especially to my staff, I often say to them once a month, if you never worked at another VA hospital, believe me when I tell you that you have something special here. And for those who are in the room, who hear that conversation, who have had the opportunity to work at other VAs, they raise their hand or even give further testimony that the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks is a special place.
Park says he's been working hand in glove with VA Public Affairs Officer Wanda Shull to reach as many veterans as possible in the three-state region to implement the VA Mission Act of 2018. Passed by Congress, the law ensures all veterans receive expedient access to medical care, either within the VA or outside of it.
With the awareness piece, I want us to make sure that we get our message out so that it is a battle for talent with our local sister hospitals within this region. It is a battle for talent. It's, as the Mission Act takes place, it's going to be a battle for our patients so that we're not just a hospital on a hill, on what they used to call back in the day Watermelon Hill, but we're actually living in the community, we're working in the community, and we want to make sure that we're partnering with the community and continue that.
The Fayetteville Veterans Hospital was constructed in 1934 and has continued through the years to improve. Most recently, in September, the Leroy Pond Residential Treatment Facility for veterans struggling with substance abuse opened, another project to facilitate ease of parking for patients and families. Is a large new parking garage on campus.
And it's a historical campus. So I can't just knock down trees and go build more space here. And so that in of itself limits us from being able to grow as we may want to. But the brick and mortar is starting to take a turn as technology happens and innovation happens. Now we're moving more into the telehealth modalities, from teleoncology to telewound, speech pathology. We had some opportunities with teleoncology with Durham VA Medical Center in Durham, North Carolina. We're having a pilot for teleprimary care, whereas you can go to your closest CBOC and not have to travel all the way into to Fayetteville, and you can visit with a primary care provider anywhere in the country.
The Fayetteville VA's community-based outpatient clinics in Fort Smith, Harrison, and Ozark, Arkansas, Branson, Missouri, and Jay, Oklahoma are undergoing improvement and consolidation, including new clinics in Joplin and Springfield, Missouri. Many veterans travel from the tri-state region to the main campus hospital for diagnostics and treatment. Last summer, the VA announced a medical pathologist who had managed 33,800 cases going back 13 years had been dismissed for working while impaired. Parks issued letters to all affected veterans and family members and held a press conference announcing a comprehensive independent review of more than 21,000 case records. Periodic town hall meetings have been held at the VA to update veterans and families. So far, 14 misdiagnoses have been found involving four veterans who have since died, which is undergoing further review. Another town hall with more results is scheduled December 18th.
What this has taught me in the military or in the Navy, we go through what we call general quarters, and we practice and we for battle, for war, and we do these drills at any time. And so just in case something happens, we're ready. Well, we weren't able to prepare for this.
Park says he's grateful to the community for patience in resolving the crisis, but he also credits the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozark staff for completely stepping up.
And as a result of that, it was easy for me to stand up and champion a message when I knew that I had 1,700 employees who had my back. Thank you to our veterans. Thank you to our family members. Thank you even to the media for telling the story.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And worth noting, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich sat down for that conversation with Kelvin Parks on December 7th, the 77th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. If you'd like to know more information about the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks, you can find out more at fayettevilleAR.va.gov.